Hallelujah. Do you know what I'm hearing? You say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy. Oh, give thanks to the God of Gods, for his mercy. Oh, Resurrection House, celebrate that you're alive and God is good, God is merciful. Hallelujah, you're not dead, but the fire is on you. You still have your share. Hallelujah. If your wood is not wet, you ought to feel something stirring. Hallelujah. It's a joy to come into this house. It don't matter how you feel. The moment you step in here, fire! Hallelujah. You're greater than every mountain. You're greater than every situation. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be brought down. The crooked path shall be made straight. And our lives shall be filled with the glory of God now. In Jesus' name. Come on, louder, three amen. Now watch. I told you to shout three amens. And he said in my spirit, he didn't say, you know, whether you have problems or not, or whether you have some situation you're trying to resolve. He said, if you have victory. Oh, come on, beloved. He said, if you have victory, then raise and hallelujah. regardless. Say, don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Hallelujah. Woo! I feel the rain just came down. Thank you, Lord, for the rain. Some of you don't recognize that this shout is what has brought us over for 21 years. We've seen people come and go. We've met mountains, seemingly insurmountable situations. And we kept shouting and praising God. And we look up. The Egyptians we used to see, we see them no more. So long as that shout is in this house, every devil must take flight. Every mountain must come down. Every enemy is defeated. In Jesus' name. I don't know what it is. I said, is it because I'm going to the women's meeting? When Jezebel came out to fight with all her, or whatever, for the last 2 days, it's like the enemy just kept bringing all these people. People that have done me wrong. People that hate me. All the things going on from all these people against the church. It's like I couldn't bat them down. I just let them play. And then I came to the leadership meeting. I don't even remember what it is I just shared. And God said to me, this is what I meant when I said, this Egyptians you see, you shall see them. What was he saying? You enter into a realm. Eh? And suddenly, the glory. They've been there 20 years. And finally, one service, you get the right shout. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm looking for today. Every devil, every giant. slay some things this morning. You know, some of you are too cool for me. You need breakthroughs. You got giants in front of you. And when I'm saying, hey, you don't know, that's your cue. You start shouting. You're getting out of my way. You're moving out of my way. I'm tired of praying. It's your moment. Glory to God. I told you I went to Salt Lake Mall one day, and I saw this lady from my old church, and I greeted her. Hey, how are you doing? She said, I'm fine. And then as she was walking away from me, she said in her heart, I didn't know he was going to last this long. And I laughed. And then, as God will have it, for some reason, the same day, she brought her grandchild to Vacation Bible School. And God arranged it for me to be standing in front of the church when she pulled up. And she saw me, she said, hey. That's what I tell you when people are making a, you know, I just laugh. Hey. I said, hey. And she ran out of the car and she came and gave me a hug. I said, let me tell you what you said when I saw you at Salt Lake today. She said, what did I say? I said, in your heart you said, I didn't know he will last this long. She said, oh Lord my God, the Spirit of God is in this place. I said, how ridiculous can you be? I was with you for 20 years in my old church, and the Spirit of God was in me. But then as soon as the Resurrection House came, now the Spirit of God is not with me. Don't you need a clap offering? God said, let those that have victory, not those that are praying, not those that are worrying, but he said, let those that have victory. He said, that's the hallelujah I want this morning. If you have victory, shout. If you have victory, raise up a praise. Before you see anything. Yeah! Woo! Glory to God. Come on, join me and go. You have to give it the wind. You're swiping hindrances. People are blocking you. Hindrances. Every devil in the way. Amen. Lord, we celebrate the victory you have given to us. We thank you for the shout of victory. We thank you for the shout of a king that is in this house. Thank you, Lord. We are shouting to a breakthrough. We are shouting to run over devils. We are shouting to clear our way of hindrances and people blocking us. We shout now to possess everything you've done already. And we receive it now in Jesus' name. I have courage. Hallelujah. The clock is ticking. As I said last week, I thank God for this decree because it leaves every one of us without excuse. He didn't say, I am going to have courage. He says, I have courage to accomplish great things. When I get into the third dimension of this message, I will show you scripturally that courage is the activation of faith. Amen. It's the wheels that make faith run. Because it doesn't matter what you believe, those Philistines will continue to dwell in your land until you get up and stare them down. Amen. Hallelujah. I know in these days of political correctness, if I said that overseas in the land of the Philistines, they might get upset. How would you feel if you opened the Bible and you're from Egypt? And you say, these Egyptians you see. Would you close your Bible and say, I'm not reading this book, it's prejudice. But the Philistines represent the enemy that's trying to thwart the victory God says you have. Amen. They're in every destiny. They're in every land. And unfortunately, many of us get discouraged because the Philistines are there. Then you don't know the Lord. Because I was reading the Bible one day. I said, well, there's something about this God we don't know. You know what the text says? I wish I think about these things before I come to preach. I can find it and show it to you. The text says that these are the enemies that God reserved for the children of Israel that are upcoming who have not known war. So they will have somebody to fight.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Before it's over with, you will finally accept that you are a soldier.
Amen.
That God called you to warfare.
Amen.
And there's nothing to be discouraged about. If you want to make God laugh, go and pray to him. Lord, they're persecuting me. He will just fall out and laugh. He said, well, they've persecuted me too. Lord, they rejected me. He said, I was rejected of all men.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Even Satan that I created has built a global warfare against me. But why won't God snatch Satan down? He leaves him there for you to prove that you're worthy of him. You have to overcome him. Why would Jesus defeat him and then turn him loose? And then come and give us authority to effect what he accomplished. And every demon will try to convince you that they are not defeated by the ferocity of their attack. But they're trying to intimidate you to believe that you don't have the power you have. But I come to tell you, you have it. Hallelujah. And you shall use it. You shall use it. And obtain what God has given to you. Otherwise, the years will keep coming and going. One of the scriptures I used to read, and I couldn't relate to it, Because I had so many problems, sick for 17 years, problems everywhere. And then I'll be reading, he said, what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeared for a moment and passed it away. And I'll be feeling like, oh, God, this is a long vapor. Because things were so tough that every day seemed like eternity. Then I look up, I'm turning 60. I know God said he would shorten man's age to 120. But Moses came and said, well, realistically, he's 70. And if by reason of strength you find 80, celebrate. So now it becomes an issue of faith. Are you going with Moses? Or are you going with God? So we have a little time to get this job called life done. That's why I'm focusing on this thing. I know there are so many spiritual issues to deal with, but this is so important. Why is this so important? We're not just looking at things from the natural perspective. We're not talking about you succeeding naturally. No, we're pushing this message because you're going to the judgment seat of Christ.
Beloved, I've been sitting here just celebrating the fire of God, the glory, the true worship, the power of the shout. The Bible says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. You notice? Triumph has a voice. Victory has a voice. What does that tell you? It's what you carry in your heart when you shout that determines the fervor, the force, the power of it all. If you study it out, you see that a shout is a spiritual weapon. What does it do? It neutralizes satanic power. Excuse me, it mars the power of the enemy. That's why God commands a shout. You shout unto God with a voice. In this service, God said that if you believe you have victory, he didn't say if you are praying and believing God for this, but if you know you have the victory, he said, release a shout. That knowing in your heart that you have the victory is what gives the shout the power and the force. Many people don't understand it. What can you lose for shouting? I remember Charles Cobbs giving a testimony years ago. He had this property. This property just refused to sell. It was on the market for a long time. They took it off the market and put it back. And one day God said to him, why don't you go and laugh at that property? And he obeyed. He believed God and obeyed. He said he went there. There was nothing to laugh about. So he mechanically started until the Holy Spirit took over and kicked in, and he was laughing hilariously until his eyes started watering. And then when he finished laughing, he went home. I don't know if it was the next day or 2 days later, he had a contract. And he sold the house. I gave that testimony years ago, and one lady left here and went home and started laughing at her empty garage. Her car had totaled, they didn't have money for down payment, the insurance didn't do anything. And she laughed and laughed and laughed. And within 1 week, the car manifested. You have to hear the word of God. Follow the instructions. That's why God is bringing the voice of resurrection to you. You were not in that service, but now you are given opportunity to relive that experience, to move in the power of that moment. Amen. Even those of us that were there, this is fresh. Watering of the Spirit. And when we watch it on television, we'll relive it again. We release the shout again. God said to us, if you can find this shout in the sanctuary at home, you have every devil, things will move quicker. Hallelujah. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. If you know you have victory, release a shout. I can't say it any better. This is your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps to your breakthrough, to your victory, to your miracle. Act on it now. Don't look for anything else. Act on it now. The only plausible thing you can do is to put a seed in the ground to nurture your breakthrough. Because without a seed, nothing happens in this kingdom. In this life, as it were, you wouldn't even have food to eat if the farmer did not sow a seed. That's the same way it is in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says we use the natural to understand the spiritual. If nobody sowed a seed, there'll be no groceries. There'll be no food to buy. There'll be no food to eat. If you don't sow seeds, there'll be no breakthroughs, no miracles. There'll be nothing in your life. If you think that God is moved by need, you up? Go to countries and see need, see poverty, see famine, see sicknesses, see all kinds of things. Nothing changes until a man of faith goes there and starts preaching the word of God and start teaching people what to do, and boom, the glory comes. Hallelujah. Don't live in America and then your breakthrough doesn't even measure up to the ones in foreign countries where people don't have the resources and help that you have. Hurry up and get to your phone and do what God is telling you to do, and your breakthroughs will come. We love you. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.